In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, the 20th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with a tale of two numbers and a question to follow. 200 billion is the first number. That's in dollars. The net amount of Chinese imports to this country that will be met with 10% tariffs come Monday morning if trade negotiations continue on their current path, and there is no sign they won't. 2930.75, if you want to be precise, is the second number. That was the record close on the S&P 500 today. The question that we posed to Marketplace's Justin Ho at our news meeting this morning was, how does one reconcile a trade war with Wall Street?
Look at the strong job market, rising corporate profits, GDP growth. Almost every part of the economy is doing pretty well, says Jamie Cox at the Harris Financial Group.
If you take the trade situation and set it aside for a second, you could see an easy case for the market to be where it is.
One reason investors are looking past the trade war, Cox says, is because tariffs haven't bitten into big companies like Apple, companies that make up the big indexes. But the trade conflict could be more dangerous for the rest of the world, says Jeffrey Cleveland at Payton & Riegel.
You know, most other markets that I'm looking at on my screens right now are red year to date.
The Shanghai stock market is down nearly 20% for the year. Markets in Germany and the UK are down too. Just this morning, the International Monetary Fund warned that the tariff conflict with China could have significant economic costs to the global economy.
You could make that argument that the way investors are dealing with this is by preferring the U.S. and shunning the rest of the world.
Hillary Kramer at TurboTrader says the tariff dispute hasn't had a big impact in the U.S. just yet. But the longer it lasts, the more likely it is that the economy will start feeling the pinch.
Supplies will rise in price, which means that end products will have to be more expensive.
She says if that happens, consumers will feel those higher prices and jobs will be lost. Then, she says, markets will have to start paying attention. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
All right, so in my own defense here for a second, I just want to point out that I dispensed with the usual the stock market is not the economy caveat because I figured y'all knew that by now.